This is Roberta Mullen reporting for Healthcare Now Radio in Orlando, Florida. I'm at HIM-17. I'm here with Spoke, and I'm with Dr. Andrew Mellon. Dr. Mellon is the Chief Medical Officer for Spoke. Hi, Dr. Mellon.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
Well, I actually spoke with Spoke last year, and we discussed a couple of things. And we talked about the changes you were seeing in how healthcare organizations approach their communications and how it was moving from a segmented, device-driven to more enterprise collaboration. Are we still moving in this direction, and what's new in that?
So we're definitely still moving in this direction. We're seeing a shift from this being a segmented departmental kind of solution to really a clinically driven, mission-critical part of driving quality, safety, and clinical operations in an organization. So what's interesting is we are seeing many more physician leaders, nurse leaders become involved not just in the buying decisions, but also in how do you use these to improve clinical workflows and clinical outcomes. So a couple really fascinating examples we've seen recently. One organization has used these clinical communication and collaboration tools to change the way that they do their admission process. So by moving from a very traditional but outdated process of lots of calls, lots of yelling over the wall to page people, to a secure messaging process, they cut their ED admission acceptance time from the ED physician to the hospitalist from 36 minutes to 5 minutes. So you think about that impact on hospital operations, on patient safety and quality. We know mortality increases the longer patients stay in the emergency room. So as clinical leaders understand the power of these tools, it becomes not just a telecom project, but a clinical project. One other really fascinating example, using alerts that are generated in the EHR as an event and using that to rally and organize an appropriate care team. So we have an organization that has sepsis alerts that are generated in the EHR as nurses document information. So when that alert happens and the nurse acknowledges that, now they have hardwired the process of notifying the rapid response team as soon as that alert is fired and accepted. So you've taken out a lot of that variability and that time delay and making sure that the appropriate people respond to those critical events in patient care. So yes, I think the answer to your question is very much so, but even a greater shift, not just thinking at a sort of operations enterprise level, but at a clinical enterprise level and becoming a core part of the patient care processes.
So we're moving out of the silos, we're moving into communication together, and it's working.
And it's definitely working, and the clinical leadership are recognizing this is a core asset for them. It's not just telephones and pagers.
Is there something special that you're showcasing at one of your booths? I know you have a couple, don't you?
We have a couple booths. We're in the interoperability showcase,
right.
And we're showing how we connect with various devices and mobilize events and get it to the right caregiver and the right device at the right time and the right urgency.
Mm-hmm.
In our booth, we're continuing to showcase our platform for communications for health systems and how that improves clinical operations and workflows for physicians and nurses.
How do people find you on the web?
www.spoke.com.
And that's Spoke, S-P-O-K.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
This has been another HIMSS Highlight. Thanks for joining us.